Do you have anything left to give today? You may have started this day exhausted. I believe many of us often come up empty. We've given all we've got. We look at our gas tank and it's running on fumes. Is that you today? I'm going to keep it real and be honest with you. That's me right now. I have been in a season over the past few weeks that has left me depleted, and it's not over. I've had some opportunities that were good, but were demanding of my energy and time. In the midst of that, we had unexpected travel, which again was good, but also emotionally and physically exhausting. Add in their life, the house, the kids, and so much more. I won't list all of it, but I know you get it. God does grant me new morning mercies and grace with each new day. And where I am weak and tired, He is strong. And I am so thankful for that because I can truly say He is carrying me through these days. We seriously at times can feel like we can't go or do or even say one more word. We've given our all, and that's all we've got to give. And you know what? That's okay. If you're in that same place today, be encouraged, because I am, and I want to tell you why. The way I'm feeling right now is not a result of overextending myself. I didn't say yes to too many things. I've been there and done that, so I know what that feels like, and it's a stressful and no fun place to be. This is simply a season where the days have been very full of good things, and I've poured myself out for it all. I am so grateful for the works God has laid out for me to do. He equips me for everyone, and I walk in that. Still, there is a time for everything, and rest is coming. Even if you're looking at the calendar and pointing to a day of Sabbath that is to come, still, in the flurry of all the demands of the day, God's grace is sufficient, and you can find rest even when you feel empty. Exodus 33:14. The Lord replied, "My presence will go with you, and I will give you rest." Psalm 4:8. In peace I will lie down and sleep, for you alone, Lord, make me dwell in safety. Mark 6:31. Then because so many people were coming and going that they did not even have a chance to eat, He said to them, "Come with me by yourselves to a quiet place and get some rest." Galatians 6:9. Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. The beauty of pouring yourself out for what God has called you to do as you love Him and love on those around you is that He will always fill you up yet again in the process to keep running the race set before you. While your body may be tired like mine, I pray your spirit is strong. Don't give up doing good. God is with you, and He will give you rest. That's the truth. The Father is calling you to come to a quiet place to get some rest. I'm planning to do that today. I hope you can too. I'm Lori Klein.